It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike DeTillo along with Charlie Long, and it's part of our daily draft special that we do leading up to draft day. And I talked to Charlie about this, about how the body types for linebackers have changed throughout the years. It's my 40th year covering the draft. And back in 1981, I didn't put out a draft book that year, but I saw the linebackers. 81, it was the LT year. Lawrence Taylor comes out in 81 and sort of changes the football world of, that's what I want a 3-4 outside linebacker to look at. And in that year, there were four first-round pick linebackers, and five in round two. And in round two that year, two Hall of Famers, Mike Singletary with the Bears and our own city champ, Ricky Jackson, going in the second round. So there were nine linebackers picked in the first two rounds. Body types from 6'2 to 6'4, 225 to 245. 1982 draft, there were four first-round pick linebackers and six in round two. So back-to-back years, you got nine, and then you get 10. I swung it to 2000, basically like 20 years ahead of that. Five first-round pick defensive linebackers and four in round two. Nine. In 2001, three first-round pick linebackers, five in round two. So the numbers are pretty steady there. 8 to 10 linebackers going in the first two rounds of the draft. All kind of all built the same way. 7-on-7. Changed the world and how we do things. It changed offensive schemes. Spreading the field out. Three wide receivers. A slot almost tight end that can play wide receiver today. You got to cover. The 245 or 250-pound guy, that's a rarity that he can cover a running back or a tight end. And I could see it in the camps. You see these guys that look to be that they would play linebacker in high school. Well, no, sir. I'll play wide receiver or I'll play tight end. In 2022, there were actually two linebackers picked in round one, and Quay Walker, Devin Lloyd. There were three picked in round two. 2023, three linebackers picked in round one. And I'm throwing Will Anderson in there because he really is the hybrid guy, and along with Jack Campbell, Nolan Smith. So three, and then two linebackers picked in the second round. Five total. 2024, one first-round pick linebacker, Dallas Turner with the Vikings, edge rusher. The next guy picked, Etergen Cooper, young man from Covington High School, goes to Texas A&M. But Turner got picked 17th, Cooper 45th by the Packers. And Chris Braswell, Dallas Turner's tag team partner at Alabama, he gets picked 57th overall by Tampa. Now it's down to three this year's draft class. I'm going to throw Abdul Carter in there because he started as a linebacker. Last year he played defensive end. He's a bit of the joker position that, you know, you can stand him up or put his hand in the dirt, and he basically kind of is built like a 3-4 outside linebacker. Jalen Walker from Georgia, the Butkus Award winner, who has played off linebacker the first two downs, and then what Georgia does, they put him out on the edge. Hey, sick him. Get the guy trying to throw the football in obvious third down situations. So, again, he's a 6'1", 240-pound guy. And then Jihad Campbell goes to Alabama. Coach Saban recruited him and recruited him as an edge guy. He played wide receiver and defensive end in high school. But Coach Saban was, no. He's going to play 3-4 outside linebacker for us. And all of a sudden, you got Dallas Turner, Chris Braswell. Hey, Campbell, kick it inside. So he started as an off linebacker, an inside player. Last year, you saw a little bit of them moving him around. He played inside, and in an obvious third down situations, he played sick'em. Go grab the quarterback. So that's three. You might have a fourth go in round two, and that's a young man that the Saints paid a lot of attention to today, along with 29 other teams, in his individual workout at UCLA, and Carson Swesinger, a 6'2.5", 240-pound linebacker. Charlie, he was a walk-on at UCLA, a walk-on guy. You watch UCLA play, and I did the film breakdown of him before they played LSU. Man, it's like he knew the play before the play. If he didn't make the play, he was shoving a guy into the edge portion where the play would end up. He knew it. How smart he is. I think he'll go in round two. I think he'll be a top 42 pick. But I think it'll be more 32 to 42. And then maybe you might squeeze another guy. Maybe Demetrius Knight from South Carolina. He's 25 years old. I don't hold that against him. That's not a big overage thing. And he's built for it. He's almost 6'2", 240 pounds. And then Chris Paul Jr. from Ole Miss, who's a little under 6'1", and he weighed into the combine 222 pounds. Now, he's built like the linebackers we see today. But look at the diminishing numbers there. We went from 8 to 10, and that was in almost a 20-year time span. And then we go 5, 5, 3, and in this year, most likely 4, maybe squeeze in a 5th. You can see the body types for these linebackers aren't there. And this may be the last of the Mohicans. You may have big numbers this year compared to what you'll see in the next couple years, because all those guys that would have played outside linebacker or inside linebacker, they're catching the ball.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
yeah, the last of the Mohicans is a way to say it, Mike. It's they're going the way of the dinosaur.
Yeah.
The dumping linebackers at the NFL level. And we've talked with Mark Schlereth about this a bunch and how the NFL transitioning to the passing game, right, in the last decade has made linebackers smaller and faster. And a lot of the times you'll see these linebackers and they look like safeties, but they're playing the linebacker position. I mean, Pete Warner is a perfect example of it for the Saints and for Saints fans to understand. As far as this year's class goes, Mike, Jalen Walker is one of those more interesting guys. I know you consider Abdul Carter also kind of a linebacker. He was an off-ball linebacker before transitioning full-time to edge this past year. And boy, did he make his impact felt as a full-time edge rusher at Penn State this past season. He's
watch
fantastic.
Out. Here he comes.
He's one of the true blue-chip prospects in this draft class, and he's not going to fall outside of the top five. As far as Jalen Walker goes, it's going to be interesting to see what happens there. You and I agree it feels like Carolina is going to take him with the eighth overall selection, one pick before the Saints.
Dang.
But he would fit perfectly into that, you know, outside linebacker role that the Saints so desperately need with this transition to a 3-4 defensive scheme. Jahad Campbell, though, is a very interesting prospect. In my first mock, I had him going closer to the 25-ish range. Mike, there's no shot that he falls out of the top 15.
No, I told you, he's a teens pick.
Yeah.
He's a teens pick in round one. Now, he is coming off the labrum injury, and so they'll look into that. But normally, that's he got it operated on in February. That's a four-month recovery. And he's a young cat. Man, if you're an older dude, that might take you a little longer. Young guy, 3 to 4 months, you back in the fold. So you might miss maybe the rookie drills and you know in May, but that's about it. But, man, what you see in him is a rare athlete at that size of 235 pounds that can run like he can. I'd like to see him become a little bit more disciplined and work his way out of heavy traffic when running plays are at him. But you just watch him. Because last year was really his first year. He got extensive playing time. And, man, if I'd have been Alabama, he'd have been on the edge a lot more than they played
him. That's what people were angry at Georgia for with Jalen Walker. Like, a lot of scouts see him, oh, he should be a full-time edge rusher. They played him off ball a lot. Like you mentioned, Mike, the first two downs. And then on third down, get after the quarterback. Go knock his head off, right? Jalen Walker is a really interesting prospect. Jahad Campbell, both those guys are going to be top 15-ish picks. And then Abdul Carter, as I mentioned, is not going to fall out of the top five. But then after that, it's kind of a little
bit. It's Wessinger, and he becomes the wild card
right
here, because where do you pick him?
In the middle of round two, in all likelihood.
I think he goes real early in round
okay
two. I think he goes real early, Charlie, because, okay, supply and demand. If those three guys come off, then if I need that position, I got to pick him. I don't get a second shot at him.
Right.
And so I think he's going to get helped because of that. The body types are changing in the NFL, and they're going to change to get bigger because now the teams are starting to run the football more.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.